Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss 25 easy steps to recover a down domain. Don't panic. I'm an expert in Windows Server Administration, have been teaching and working in this field for over 20 years. In my career, I've taught individuals from all walks of life, including United States Air Force, Marines, Navy, Army, other branches of the government. Myself, I started with IBM 3638s in the United States Air Force. Then I went to college and found that PCs were more intriguing than mainframes. I currently teach and consult in SQL Server 2005-2008, Exchange Server 2003-2007-2010, Windows Server 2000-2003-2008, and R2, Windows Desktop operating systems including Windows XP, Vista, and 7. And Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 and MOS 2007. Enough about myself. Let's get started. Do you have a domain in your organization? Has it ever gone down? Would you like to learn how to recover from a failed domain controller? So in this radio show, we're going to take you into the world of domains. It describes the domain roles, then tells you how to recover when one of them kicks the bucket. Not only a domain controller, but the master domain controller that has all of the roles. So what I call this is 25 easy steps to recover a down domain. Don't panic. If you are one of the many businesses that have Windows Server 2003, then you have had the unexpected pleasure of having a domain controller fail on you. Now, if you do not know what a domain controller is, then you're in for a treat. The domain controller is one of the most important computers within your Windows Server 2003 domain. But on the other hand, you may have had a technician install this beast of a computer. I put this lightly. The domain controller is a power server, but it does not have to be put on a very powerful box. What you do need to do is make sure that it is redundant. So what should you do if the domain controller goes down and we have another domain controller? Well, first, I want to tip my hat to you. Not many companies know the importance of having more than one domain controller in their organization or their environment. Let's digress a little. Why do you want to have multiple domain controllers? See, the domain controller does several different things. It has the roles, such as the schema master, domain naming master, the grid master, the infrastructure master, and the PDC emulator. These control the overall environment. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over some of these definitions. Don't go to sleep on me now. We will be getting to the good stuff soon enough. So let's talk about the schema master. Now you're asking, what is a schema? Well, the schema is just a database. If you have if you've used Excel or Access in the past, then you have been exposed to the database. The schema is a database. Now, the schema is composed of classes, which are tables and attributes, which are the fields. So the schema master controls the updates to the schema. So you can say that this is the relatively important server. It only controls every entry that we make into Active Directory Domain Services utility called ADUC, which is Active Directory Users of Computers. This role is located on the first domain controller that's added to the forest by default. There is only one schema master per forest. When you update the schema, which is known as extending the schema, you need to be in the same forest as this domain controller. Now let's talk about the domain naming master. So what's the definition of a domain? Well, a domain is a logical grouping of computers where domain controller is a central repository for accounts, security, and policies. The domain naming master is in charge of keeping track of adding and deletion of more domains within the environment. This role is located on the first domain controller that is added to the forest by default. There's only one domain naming master in the forest. So are you starting to get the gist of things? Let's look at the PDC emulator. Remember the old operating system known as Windows NT 4.0? It was a predecessor for Windows Server 2003. Well, in the old days, which is really a little over 10 years, the main domain controller was known as a primary domain controller. So that is where the roles come into play. It takes the place of the primary domain controller. The main service that it controls is time. If this puppy is not functioning right, then your whole environment will suffer. This role is located on the first domain controller that is added to the forest by default. Now, unlike the other roles, the PDC emulator is located in every domain in the forest, but there is only one per domain. This is one of the most important servers in the domain. Then we have something called the RID master. Now, we have a unique identifier for a database, which is known as a primary key. Well, the primary key that provides a uniqueness within an Active Directory domain services is the SID, which is known as the security ID. Now, the RID master, what it does, controls the RID pool for the domain. Now, the RID is a relative identifier. When we run out of RIDs, then we will not be able to add additional security principles, such as key counts. Here's a tip. Do not recover this server. If you bring this server on at the same time as another RID server, then you will have majorly messed up domain. This role is located in every domain in the forest, but only one per domain. Then we have the infrastructure master. This is an old animal. The main purpose of the infrastructure master is tracking movement within a domain. This needs some clarification. We're not talking about Big Brother. Well, maybe. The infrastructure master, what it does is it tracks the moving of an object, an account, from one organizational unit to another or domain. Now, the reason I call this an odd animal is because it should not be on the same server as a global catalog. Okay, I know we're going to about to go over the threshold limit of the human mind, but the global catalog has a copy of every attribute in the forest, and this will be covered in another article or another radio show. Back to the infrastructure master. This role is also located in every domain, and there's only one per domain. Whew, I know this is a lot to remember, but this is important. See, remember our problem? The domain is down. If you only have one domain controller and contains all of these roles, hello, can you see where we are going with this? Make sure you have more than one domain controller per domain. Okay, here's another topic, replication. No, this is not cloning, but similar. The domain controllers in the forest, what they do is replicate their information to each other. This introduces another term, multi-master replication. This just means that they have the same settings as the other guys. Anyway, we come into work and find that the number one domain controller has bit the dust. Don't panic. We can fix this. Take a coffee break. Realign your thought process. Okay, to the rescue. So we have a pretty bad situation. Users can't log on. Email server is down. Yada, yada, yada. So here's the good stuff. How do you get our domain back up and functioning? Call me, of course. Yeah, just kidding. This radio show is here to instruct you on how to recover from the disaster. Before you can do this, we need to use one of the two tools, ADUC, which is Active Directory Users and Computers, or NTDS Util. So of the two tools, NTDS Util will allow you to do everything that we need to do. Okay, are you ready? So what I want you to do is take a pen and pencil, or a pencil and pen, and a piece of paper, and write this down. So, recovering from disaster. Step one, go to the second domain controller, which we'll call this Jupiter. Log on with administrative credentials. Step two, bring up the command prompt. Type command at the run command prompt, or access it from the accessory menu under the programs on the menu. Step three, type NTDS util at the command prompt and press enter. Step four, type roles at NTDS util prompt and press enter. Step five, type connections at the roles prompt and press enter. Step six, type connect to the server Jupiter at the connections prompt and press enter. You'll be presented with a message saying that you're connecting and using current credentials. Okay, we don't have to have a server called Jupiter. We just happen to have a Jupiter as the one we're using for this radio broadcast. So, step seven, type quit at the connections prompt and press enter. This will return you to the roles section. Step 8, type C's Schema Master at the roles prompt and press enter. This will take over the Schema Master role and give it to Jupyter. Step 9, type C's Naming Master at the roles prompt and press enter. This will take over the Domain Naming Master role and give it to Jupyter. Step 10, type C's PDC at the roles prompt and press enter. This will take over the PDC emulator and give it to Jupyter. Step 11, type C's RID master at the prompt, roles prompting, press enter. This will take over the RID master and give it to Jupyter. Step 12, type C's infrastructure at the roles prompt and press enter. Right now you're probably saying that is a lot of steps, but we are complete with the first part. What, there is more? Hold on. Don't get antsy. This will take only about 5 hours. Just kidding. This whole process will take about 10 to 20 minutes. You'll be the savior of your network. Alrighty then, on to the next part. By the way, the steps that are shown can be reordered when it comes to seizing. The commands are not case sensitive either. So next, we have to go into cleanup time. Now, in the beginning of the article, the radio broadcast, I pointed out each of the different roles and their purpose. Well, we forcibly took over the roles. The other domain controller is still offline, but still theoretically has those roles. If we were to bring that domain controller up again, there would be a major confusion. Also, Active Directory Domain Services does not know who to replicate changes. So what we have is the KCC. The KCC, not the KFC, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, but the KCC is a knowledge consistency checker. It's looking for the partner, and the partner is no longer available. We need to clean up this mess and quickly. So step 13, we're going to type quit at the roles prompt and press enter. This will take us back to the beginning. Step 14, we're going to type metadata cleanup at the NTDS util prompt and press enter. This routine will get rid of the SRV records lingering in DNS, and also the records of the other domain controllers in Active Directory Domain Services database, the schema. Step 15, type select operations target at the metadata cleanup prompt and press enter. We need to identify the downed domain controller. Step 16, type list sites at the select operations target prompt and press enter. This will list the sites within the forest. Step 17, type the number associated with the site with the down domain controller as part and press enter. This will select the site that has the records of the down domain controller. Step 18, list the servers in the site at the select operation target prompt and press enter. This will list the domain controllers that are in the site. Step 19, type the number associated with the down domain as down domain controller and press enter. This will select the domain with the down domain controller. Step 20, type quit at the select operations target and press enter. This will take you back to the metadata cleanup section. Step 21, type remove the selected server at the metadata cleanup prompt and press enter. This will remove the records from Active Directory Domain Services. Step 22, type quit at the metadata cleanup prompt, press enter. This takes you back to the beginning of the NTDS utils. Step 23, type quit at the NTDS util prompt and press enter. Quit the NTDS utility. Step 24, check ADUC, DNS, etc. Ensure that you can open ADUC, which is Active Directory Users and Computers. You may have to change the focus of the domain controller. Step 25, take the old domain controller offline, reinstall Windows Server 2003 and DC ProMerit. So, wow, what an ordeal. Just think, if you did not have another domain controller in your forest, do yourself a favor and make sure you have more than one domain controller in your environment. There's a lot more that we can teach you, but we will leave that for another radio show. Right now, go get a cup of coffee, high five your staff, and relax. Your domain is back up and running. Now go change some passwords, play Halo at your desk. Oops, did I say that? See you later. So I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thank you. Bye-bye for now.